All right, he joins us. It is Sunday morning. Our third base coach of the San Francisco Giants, Ron Wotus, the professor. Whoa, how are you today?
Hi, Marty. I'm well. I hope you're doing well at this early hour for you, I would imagine.
Well, it is 6:30 here. It is a little bit early, but it's okay. You know, I was thinking about you guys today a little bit. You know, it's getaway day. And we do these shows all the time from the road, and I'm so thankful that you could be on with us. But what is getaway morning like for you? And, of course, we carve out a little time to be together. But you must have a lot going on this morning.
Well, it's a short night. I think that's the biggest thing, first of all. Whenever you travel east and you get on that, you know, that later schedule because the three-hour time change. And, of course, we left New York with a night game, so we didn't get to Atlanta till 3 o'clock. And then 2 days later, you know, you got to be up early. So that's the toughest thing to deal with, I think, for the players and coaches and everybody. And besides that, you know, you always like to get your rosters and your reports and your stuff together so you can work on the next team. In this instance, we're going to play Milwaukee when we get home. We'll have 6 hours on the plane. So not only do you prepare for Atlanta today, it's the third day, so you know I'm pretty good at this point. I start working on the other club and try to take full advantage of what I can do on the plane, and that's about it. And it just comes quick because it's a day game, not a night game.
Now, what do you do about eating in the morning? Do you eat at the hotel before you go to the park?
Oh, no, not usual. I mean, I'm in that rack. I'm in that bed as long as I can be until I have to go to the park. You can see I'm going a little later today. I'm actually in the hotel now. I'm going to take a 10 o'clock bus. It was a 9:30 bus. But again, with the time change, I don't have a lot to do this morning. I've actually started working on Milwaukee's information yesterday. So I'm ahead of the game. So we can just focus on the Braves this morning. And worry about this game.
How'd you like Logan Webb last night?
Oh, tremendous. Tremendous. You know, he's been on such a good roll, and all pitchers, no matter how good they are, when you get on a roll like that, you know, sometimes you have a hiccup. Your command's not there, and or whatever it is, you know, you make some mistakes, and there's a three-run homer, et cetera. But no, he continues to dominate, really. He threw another good game for us, and that was a difference in the game. I mean, we scratched out runs, certainly, but to hold their offense down, I mean, we hit a lot of home runs, but if you look up on the scoreboard here, which they have the biggest scoreboard or video board in the league, and they always have the lineup up there. Well, if you look at their home run totals, they always have the home runs, you know, the averages with the whole lineup. My goodness, you know, they have five or six guys with 20-plus home runs. So it's not an easy lineup to navigate, and he did another good job.
I think he had a three-pitch inning. He hit somebody, he turned the double play, and then a fly to left. I think he had a three-pitch inning last night.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I have one for you, Marty, that Nick Ortiz mentioned to me yesterday. Maybe your callers can figure this one out. Your listeners, not your callers. Your listeners.
They can call Bill after the game today. That's okay.
Yeah, there they go. They can let Bill know. But can you have a one-pitch inning? Can you have a one-pitch inning? He had a three-pitch inning, which he tied a record, as we know. And can you have a one-pitch inning in
Absolutely.
A Major League Baseball game today? You got it nailed? Okay.
Well, two intentional walks where you don't throw a pitch, and then you get a triple play on the next pitch.
There you go. I guess it was a lot easier. It stumped me for a while. I didn't think about that. But you know, with the man on second as well, starting in extra innings, it's not uncommon to walk that first batter and put men on first and second, and then you throw the pitch and you can get a triple pay that way as well with one intentional walk.
Yeah, the game's a little different. Whoa, it's a little different
yeah.
now. And that's part of it. That's a good question. Nick Ortiz, one of the pitching coaches, came up with that. I like that. That's a good one. But look, I'll tell you something. There's just something about this guy at short. And I keep going back and forth on who's the MVP. Is it Posey? Is it Crawford? And I keep looking at Craw. Every time that ball is on the ground and you got ground ball pitchers, you're getting a lot of ground balls here. The guy just doesn't miss. And he's just fabulous.
Yeah, he is. And we all saw that day one. You know, John Barr saw that when he drafted him out of UCLA. And he's developed, you know, he's a homegrown player. He's developed into the player we all thought he could be. And he's still doing it in his 30s, which is great to see. You know, it's easy to have a few good years in this league, but when you do it year after year after year, and we've talked about it before, the thing that I really respect about him is his health and how he stays healthy, and he's on the field, and he's extremely reliable. To get him into that lineup, you know, he's not on a DL, or he has not been on a DL very much in his career.
You know, the play that I like, and he did it last night, is when he comes across the bag as quickly as he can on that double play, and he just, like, touches the bag like a feather. And then then when he throws the ball, he's like 6 feet in front of the bag. I mean, that's how fast that jump is, and the toe just touches the bag. Isn't that something?
Yeah, he likes that play. Sean Dunstan and myself, we used to give him a hard time about that play. But, you know, there's a reason for it. And the reason is he's so far from the bag when he's coming. He doesn't really have time to slow down. And he chooses to, you know, do it in that nature. We'll take the ball on a run and continue running and just kick the bag. It's a fun-looking play, that's for sure. I'm sure all the kids out there try to do that play because it does have a lot of polish on it. But, you know, he's playing a right-handed hitter dead pole. And he's coming a long ways, and sometimes, you know, you can't get to that base, so he's in a dead sprint, and that's why he comes flying through that bag and makes the play in that fashion.
I think Listella's had a nice week defensively.
Yes, you know what? And, you know, he's a good player, and it's a shame we lost him for how long we have, and he has had a good week. Home run yesterday. He's hitting the ball hard right now. And, you know, that's good for us because, you know, we have Solano down and, you know, Belt was gone and we needed someone to step up. And he certainly has had a good week for us.
Yeah, Solano obviously is in quarantine. I think he's still in the hotel in New York. His room service bill must be like astronomical.
That's right. And he's in New York. So, you know, it's double the room service bill of anywhere else.
$75 for a hamburger. I mean, you know, it's going to cost $100,000 to keep him there for a week.
That's right.
Hey, you made it big time. Now, look, you've done a lot of things in your career. You've got World Series rings, and you're heading to another playoff this year and 2,000 wins. But you made it to the New York Times, well, this week. I thought there was an article about you, and it's stuff we talked about on the show. I think the guy who wrote the article must have been listening to us. But you made the New York Times on the handshakes. How about that?
Yeah, that was something. You're right. The blowtorch must have went out there to New York. He must have been listening. I think the writer had been in the Bay Area a little bit over time, so he was familiar with the Giants and obviously wanted to talk Giants baseball. And, you know, that's a topic of conversation. I've had other people ask me that as well, the handshakes. What do you do? And I'm pretty generic with it. I got to tell you, I screwed one up last night with Tommy Listella. We had it all. He had a home run the other day, and I kind of, we didn't know what we were going to do. And, and then we went in the dugout. We got it squared away, and I screwed it up. I forgot it. So I had an error in last night's game. I hope nobody noticed. But it was a fun article. You know, I never imagined that I'd have an article in the New York Times about handshakes and guys hitting home runs, but it was printed a couple of days ago.
Come on, you know, U.S. presidents, leaders of the world, Afghanistan, Hurricane Ida, and Ron Wotus. How about that?
yeah, that's great. I appreciate that, Marty. Yeah.
Yeah, come on. You could tell Lori that one. That's a good one to tell her. All right. What's the handshake with Listella? I don't know if we've talked about that. What do you got going with him?
Well, he wants to copy Belt, and I'm going to put the fist out there, and he's going to drop the hammer.
The hammer.
So he's going to drop the hammer and hit my you know, top of my my hand, and things are going to swing down. Hopefully, it doesn't swing back around and hit myself in the head if he hits it too hard. But
hey, did you dodge a line drive last night? I was listening on TV and Jeff Francoeur and Skip Carey seemed to think you had to dodge one last night.
Yeah, you know, I was a man on second, so I was way down the line, and I was feeling comfortable. You know, I'm probably, 20, maybe 30 feet from the batter. And I was feeling comfortable because there was a lefty up. And, you know, when it's a righty that pulls the ball, you're very vulnerable. And you'll see me flinch here and there and turn my back when the pitch comes in because the balls do fly by. But it was a lefty, so I was feeling comfortable. But the lefty was the guy that was the only guy that hit me with a line drive coaching third in my whole life. And that's our left fielder, Dickinson. So he was late on a sinker away, and he whistled it right by me. But it wasn't as close as I may have made it seem. But when that ball starts coming your way, you're moving for sure.
Well, they said you took the helmet off and you were putting your hand through your hair. So that told me it was close.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's a good one. Hey, another one I want to talk about is Ruff. And, this guy has come out of nowhere, and I mean that sincerely, out of Korea, 3 years. And he's a tough out, another two-out, two-strike hit. And what he did earlier in the week, he went the other way. He shortened up and went the other way and got a big hit for the Giants during the week. I can't say enough about the season this guy's given you.
No, you're right, and it's another good pickup. I mean, we all remember he played in Philadelphia, and he's matured. You know, he's gotten better, and that's what you want to see. He always had the potential at the plate, and he's getting an opportunity this year to play more regularly. I mean, he's been a big part of what we do, and he's taken full advantage of it. So happy for him, happy for us. And as I said, another good pickup. He plays first. He can play in the outfield, which he hasn't done a lot in the outfield, but to get his bat in there against left-handers, it's been a real good move for us. And he's hitting right-handers too. He got a base hit last night, drove it in again, ball against a right-hander, and he's gotten some opportunities to do that. So he's definitely been a solid player for us this season, no question.
Yeah, and the two-strike approach, he's like Belt. You might as well start the count at two strikes with him.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, they shift on him, and he works on it in BP, hitting the ball the other way, and he can inside out that ball. He took a ball middle in, and he just punched it through the right side and drove in a big run, go-ahead run in New York.
Yeah, huge. I mean, it was very noticeable that he pulled the hands in, and I thought it was one of the more impressive swings of the week. The outfield defense, and look, you don't have, the gold gloves out there, but they hustle. And Dickerson hustled, and he gets rid of the ball quickly. And he did throw somebody out in New York, although it was a replay. Rowan, I don't know what you think about these replays when the guy, comes off the bag for 1/1000th of a second. But Dickerson gets the ball quickly, and he gets rid of it.
Yeah, you know what? He gives you everything he has, not just in the outfield, but on the bases if you watch. He runs as hard as anybody on the club, and it's every time he puts the ball on the ground, there's no quitting that dog. And one thing we've done as a group this year is the first day of the series, the outfielders throw to bases. And I think we're probably the only team in the league that does it. I haven't seen anybody else. It's like taking infield like we used to in the past. Now, a lot of people have their outfielders throw, early before batting practice or during batting practice to the bases. But we do it right before BP. It's almost like an infield because we have the whole team out there, and they get to make their throws. You know, when you throw, during batting practice, you can't throw to home, so guys get to throw to home. But, Dick made a good throw in New York. As you said, the guy just bounced off the bag, and we were able to get it on a replay, but it was a solid throw. We've had, Ruff has made thrown some people out this season from the outfield. Wade has done it as well just recently and had a big throw a couple weeks ago. Yaz is a very good thrower. And the thing that I notice mostly about it is the accuracy. I think the accuracy in major league outfielders throwing has gone so far down the list of being good. It's incredible. I remember coaching third in my early years, and you had the Vladimir Guerreros and the Mondesis and the Larry Walkers, and these people, they didn't throw the ball 10, 15 feet offline. It was on the money, all the way in the air or one hop. So that is one area, just like base running, I think that the product has declined.
Yeah, I thought Pilar was going to throw the ball out of the stadium in New York. When he threw the ball to the plate, remember that one?
Yeah, you see a lot of cutters. So outfielders are throwing cutters now. They start off straight, and the ball keeps cutting, and they're 10 yards right or left of their target.
Plus, he threw it about 80 feet in the air. It was crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're getting close to the time. You got to get on the bus. I want to bring up one other thing, and that is little Albies. Well, this guy, where is he playing? I mean, it seems like wherever the line drive is hit, the guy is there.
Yeah. Well, you know, he does play deep, as you had mentioned, out there, because he has that type of quickness and speed, you know. So the legs do come into play. He doesn't have a great arm, but this is a faster field in Atlanta. You know, they have that real short grass. It's not a thick grass. You know, Bobby Cox wouldn't have liked playing on this field because the grass isn't thick enough. He likes that Kentucky bluegrass. He likes our grass in San Francisco. When he would come out, he would always talk about it. And so he's able to play deep, and he has that quickness. He can close on the ball, and he's made several good plays here against us. Probably the best one for me was when he was in a shift and he's playing, you know, by second base on the shortstop side, and he had a dive to his left. Mm. And he came up and threw the ball, and he threw it in the ground on purpose, and he rolled it to first base. He rolled that thing to first base, and it was online, and the batter was out. I can't remember who it was, but he's made some very good plays against us.
Yeah, very exciting player. Yeah, I know the player you're talking about. And last night he robbed somebody on that line drive. He came out of nowhere. You know, like a softball player. He's like a rover. I mean, he was close to the right fielder. All right, well, I know you got to get on the bus. Hey, I talked to Colleen out at River Islands this week, and there is a lot going on. You brought it up last week, Will. Out at Islanders Field with Don Johns, he's got something going on every weekend. And if you live out there and you love baseball, the young people are playing, and they've got scouting combines and everything else. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, with the pandemic and everything, you know, he wasn't able to do everything he wanted. But now that's, you know, that's kind of where we're managing that as a society. And he is having great events out there. I mean, the scouting combine is great when you see some of the best high school players in the area out there, you know, showing their stuff to scouts. That's a great event. And he's going to continue to have that. I'm sure there'll be all sorts of clinics and things happening out there at Islanders Field. So if you get a chance, look into that. And if you get a chance, definitely go look at the homes, because as we always say, Marty, they have something for everybody at River Islands.
Boy, absolutely, riverislands.com. All right, have a good day today. Have a safe trip home. And I don't want to see you challenging the freeze. Everyone in the world wants to run against the freeze. I haven't heard your name yet.
Well, it's not going to be me, but the other base coach, Antoine, he wants a piece of the freeze. He's been talking about it. He thinks he can beat him, and here's the secret. So if any of your listeners want to come out and beat the freeze, all these guys that are running against him, they're running full blast the first 30 yards. Well, I don't think they do it by time. They let the runner get a head start to a certain point, and then the freeze starts. So all you have to do is jog to that area to save yourself a little bit so you don't die at the end of the run. So Antoine thinks he can beat the freeze.
Well, if that works for Henry Schulman, we got something. I'll tell you that.
Okay, yeah.
All right, well, have a safe trip. That was a good tidbit. I like it. And I can't wait to catch up with you this week. It'll be an exciting week.
Thanks, Marty. That might have been the best line of the year right there. I appreciate that one as I leave. All right, have a good week.
All right, well, take care. All right, that is our third base coach of the San Francisco Giants, the great Ron Wotus. More coming up. Bill and I will take it from here, and we've got a good show for you. And looking forward to chatting with Bill and getting his thoughts about Webb last night. So back with Bill right after this on the Sports Leader.